Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We're on Yud Beis and Mabez. Six lines up from the bottom at the two dots. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yimachru V'chulu Hamin. This is going on the last case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, second to last line of the Mishnah, Amud Aleph, Rabbi Elazar said, if you're Makdish Nechasim, and you have Dvarim that are royal agabim Mizbeach, for example, wine, oil, and birds. So Rabbi Elazar says, you have to sell it for people who need those items. And you bring olos with that money, and then the other people could use that for, and you use the money for betek habayis. But you sell, yavi bidman olos, I'm sorry, you use that the value of money to buy karbanos ola, and the rest of the nechasim fall to betek habayis. We mentioned yesterday that some of the mefarshim, including the Tiklan Chazitid here, changes the girsa from Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Elazar. Because if you look at the earlier part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua is the one that says everything goes to olos. Rabbi Eliezer is the one that says stam heklish to betek habayis. So that's why they changed this girsa to Rabbi Elazar, because it would be a stira. The Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayis, though, does not change the Gersa. He says, no, there's the same person, but it's just, there's a difference. Because earlier we were talking about animals, and here we're talking about birds. And when it comes to birds, as we'll see a little bit later on the daf, when it comes to birds, there's a halacha of ain pidyon la'ofos, there is no pidyon by them, and that itself might change what is meant. And you're not allowed to be mocker of these animals directly, but it could be that what you meant, we're going to change the umdana, the Rambam explains, you can look at it, we're going to change the umdana so that these last items, which include ofos, all go la'ola. Even though earlier, Rabbi Eliezer had said, it goes l'bedek habayis. Okay, you can look at the Rambam. Either way, the Rambam works out that you don't have to change the girsa. That's just the ha'ara. Okay, now we continue. Rabbi Yavoh b'shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Taimad Rabbi Elazar. What's the reason? So as we brought reasons for the first two opinions in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, now we're going to bring a reason for this opinion. Daber la'aron b'manav le'mar v'chulu asher yakrivu l'ashem la'ola hakol karav ola. Right, what does it mean? Yumakavil la'ola? Everything goes for an ola. Even these items, yenos shmanim v'ofos, you have to sell and get money and bring karbanas ola. L'ritzon chem tamim zachar, continuing the pasuk, yachal afilu ofos, I might think that, what did you have here? What are we talking about? Yenos shmanim v'ofos. Birds are part of what we're talking about in this last case of the Mishnah. One second. Birds, you could bring them actually as karban olas. Why do you have to change them into money and then bring from that money animals of a carbon ola? Why don't you just bring, the Gemara says, I might have thought that you bring these actual birds as carbonus ola. Tavalomer, no, babakar, velo ofos. You can't bring them directly as olos ha'of. You have to bring them as, change them into money and then bring from that money olos. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Bon Bar Chia, Havi Yasivin VaAmri. They were sitting and they asked the following: Taman Amar Rabbi Yochanan Taimad Rabbi Shimon Shekein Nekeva Shabaof Kshira Lava Ola VeKo Amar Achin? Question mark. What's the question? Somewhat unclear. This is how one of the Mefarshim explained, and that is: yesterday we had the Gemara, which spoke about if you're Makdish a Nekeva for an animal that's supposed to be a Zachar. Right, we spoke about if you're makdish it for an Ola or an Asham or a Pesach. So there, Reb Shimon had said that if you're makdish a Nekeva as an Ola, Oset Tumura, meaning it does achieve some type of Kedusha, Kedusha Saguf, not full, obviously, because you can't bring a Nekeva as a carbon Ola, but it does achieve somewhat a quasi type of Kedusha Saguf, and therefore Oset Tumura. Why did he say that by Ola? Because the Gemara explained Nekeva isn't totally Mufka from the carbon of Ola. Sometimes females are brought for Olos. For example, Ola Sa'of. So because Nekeva isn't only Mufka from Ola, so that's what we said yesterday. So says the Gemara. The Gemara asks now, over there, the animal for sure cannot be used as a carbon. Right? This is a Nekeva. It can't be used as a carbon. And yet, it achieves quasi-status, and you're not allowed to be poked indirectly. Not allowed to be poked directly. It's Oza Tzimura. You have to wait until it gets a Mum, etc. If that's the case over there, so ask the Gemara, V'koam or Achin, here you have a bird. This bird really can be used, really should be able to be used for a karban. We're darshaning from a pasuk that it can't be used. But isn't it a kol shekein that you shouldn't be able to be poda it directly? You shouldn't be able to be poda it while it's tamim? It's a kol shekein from yesterday. If in a case where you're makdish in a keva as an ola, we say it does achieve quasi status and osa tmura, and you can't be pota it as a tamim. So surely here by these birds that we're talking about in the Mishnah, these birds for sure can be used as a carbon ola, and yet we don't. So surely though they shouldn't be able to be redeemed binifta until they get a mum. That's the kasha of a kamer hachin. So they ask the Gemara, answers the Gemara, don't compare birds and animals. You can't compare the two. Why? Amar Rabbi Yosi, top of the Amud. Kiyante kaha, it's like the following case. The Amar of Shmuel, following Shita. The Amar of Shmuel, B'shem ben Zeira. Kol she'enu yechola likarev lo hiva lo dameha, lo kitsha ela hektash damin. The rule is, says Rabbi Zeira, if you're makdish an animal, and if you would say it achieves kedushas haguf, you will have no choice what to do with this animal, then we say it must be you didn't have kedushas haguf in mind. It must be you had kedushas damim in mind. So, in yesterday's case, when we have the nekeva for the psachim, so there's an option. It could become a moser shlamim. You could be makdish directly. There are cases, there's an option if you say it has kedushas haguf status, so there's something to do with the animal. So that's why we say you can't be poded directly, and it could work. But what's this case? The bird. Viat amrid yos, and you agree, Reb Yos, this again, who was talking here? These Reb Yirmiyah and Reb Chia were talking in front of Reb Yochanan, saying in front of Reb Yochanan, and the one who was talked to says, Yos, correct. Lahakrivo enat yachol. You can't actually bring this bird as a carbon ola. Remember the case. You have a bird in your house, and you say, oh my nechasim are hektish. So we say, you have to change the bird into money and bring for the money a carbon ola. So the Gemara had asked, why is that? Why don't you say the bird cannot be redeemed? So the Gemara says, no, it must be you didn't have kedushas haguf in mind. Because if you did, there'd be nothing to do with this animal. Lahakrivo enat yachol. To bring it itself as an animal, you can't tchsiv, as we had the pasuk. Babakra v'lo ofos. Animals and not ofos. There's a specific exclusion. Lifdoso enat yachol. But also, you cannot be poda it. Why? She'ein la'of pidyon. That's the rule. You're not allowed to redeem birds that are hektish. If you look at the Rambam and Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach, I'm sorry, I forgot it, Avoda. The Rambam writes in Hilchas that birds are one of the examples of items, only a few examples, which cannot be nifta. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalid. Thank you. Perek Vav, Halacha Dalid. The Rambam writes, Hasolas v'hayayin v'ashemen v'alavona v'ha'ofos, etc. She nifsulu o nitzmu. Even if they become pasul. So a bird doesn't have, can't become a mum. Mumin don't apply to birds. But if it's mechus or aver, that applies to birds. If the bird is missing a wing, then you're not allowed to. So let's say a bird misses a wing. So by other animal, by animals, psulei mukdashim, you can redeem it. Halach is by birds, ain't poed to no son. You're not poed to them. As the pasuk says, ve'he'emid ve'herich, only something that's bahamada can be nerach. Birds cannot be stood up. That's the sheet of the Gemara. That's the sheet of the Rambam. That's what the Gemara here says. You can't be makdish in itself. You can't be poda to it if it really is stats kedushas haguf. That's why the Gemara says l'fum kein. Therefore, sarach meimar lo kitsha el kedushas damim. That's why this case is different than the other case. What was the Gemara's question? Why don't you say it as a quasi kedushas haguf and you can't be poda to it? No, we're talking about birds, and the rule is if you have a choice of what somebody means, and if you would say it as kedushas haguf, you wouldn't have a choice to do anything with it. So then we say it must be you do not mean kedushas haguf. Period. Continues the Gemara. Now we're going to relate to the third shita in the Bryce that we had yesterday, that I just referred to. Remember the case where you're makdish in a keva for an animal that should be a zachar? So the shita, the third shita of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda had said, by all of them, there is no kedusha achieved. By all of them, eino oset tmura. That was the shita of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. So the Gemara is going to analyze that until the end here. Chavrai b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ivo Bar Nagri Amar. These two people said, Kumi Rabbi Ila b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. They said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Taima dehein Tanya. The reason for that opinion, for that Tana, is the following. V'im b'kol b'heimat t'meya asher lo yakrivu mimena karban l'Hashem. You say, if any tame animal that you're not supposed to bring as a karban lashem, we say it does not achieve kedusha. So mata balobar tameya. What is tameya? What does tameya mean? You cannot. It cannot be literally tameya because there are other psukim that teach me non kosher animals cannot be brought as a karban. So what does tameya here mean? It must mean ela filu tameya ba'oso hashem. It must be tame for this karban, meaning a female for a male animal. That's what tameh must mean in this context. Ask the Gemara, no, it can't mean that. Why? The kasha bada, I have a kasha on this. Because ksiv, it says in that continuation of that pasuk, the ha'amid, the ha'arich, you will stand the animal up and you will evaluate the animal. And that phrase, standing up and evaluating, is only by animals that have kedushas haguf, the Gemara asks. And if you're saying these animals are nekevas that don't really have kedushas haguf, that can't be what the pasuk's talking about. So a technical problem, the Gemara, the pasuk can't be talking about that. So therefore, Reb Zeira says, the pasuk's talking about something else. There's no source for this shita that we're trying to find the source for. Reb Zeira, B'shem Rebelazar, Lo Amar Kein. The pasuk's not talking about animals which don't work for that karban. Ella, what does the pasuk mean? The following drasha. V'im kol behema tameya she lo yakrivu mimeno karban l'Hashem. What does that, what does tameya mean in the pasuk? Kol she'ena roi likarev lo kan v'lo b'makam acher. Eina oset tzmura. You know what you learn from the pasuk? Only an animal which is totally mufka from any karban is excluded and does not achieve any kedusha and does not, you cannot make tzmura from any of those animals. For example, yatsas nekeva la'ola. Excluding, even before we get to examples, excluding an akeva for an ola. An akeva for an ola does achieve kedusha. Right, an akeva for an ola, you can't bring it for an ola, but you can bring it for a shlamim, you can bring it for other karbanas, so it can't be that's what the pasuk is referring to. The pasuk, when it says tmeya, means an objective problem which applies to all karbanos. A hafka, an exclusion from all karbanos, so it's not a basis for our shita. So just by the way, the Gemara never gets back to it. The Gemara does not bring a source for the basis of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Shita of all the animal, when you makdish an akeva for any of these animals that's supposed to be zachars, it does not achieve any kedusha. The Gemara does not have a source for that. The Gemara though just continues with Reb Zeira, how Reb Zeira darshins, and we're going to end up rejecting him too. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yavun, Rabbi Bun, Ba'un, Kume, Reb Zeira, Rabbi Yavun, Rabbi Bun, asked in front of Reb Zeira, 1 second. How, your rule doesn't work. What's Reb Zeira's rule? Any karban that is never offered as a karban never achieves kedushas haguf. That's the rule of Reb Zeira. If you're trying to be makdish a karban that can never be brought as a karban, it never achieves kedushas haguf. Ask the Gemara, haroveya vahanirba. If you have an animal that had an illicit relationship with a person in either direction, haroveya with a woman, vahanirba with a man, she'enan ru'uyin likarev lo kavel v'malkam acher, the luck is that animal can never be brought as a karban. Anywhere, for any karban. And yet, v'harei hein osin tumura. But you, if you're makdish a roveya nirba, it still achieves enough kedushas haguf to be osin tumura. So ask it 1 second. Reb Zeira just said it doesn't work. Reb Zeira said, if you have an animal that never can be brought, it does not achieve kedushas haguf. So fine, he's okay, he is excluding a keva for a pesach or for an ola. But what about an roveya nirba? That violates his rule. So the Gemara answers, amalun afani lo amarti el tamei amamish. You're right, okay, Reb Zeira says, you misunderstood me. I meant the pasuk is referring to an actual non-kosher animal. So the Gemara says, v'kashav, 1 second, v'dokse v'hamid v'herich, which is an actual non-kosher animals, but the pasuk says v'hamid v'herich, which is only by someone that achieves kedushas haguf, and a non-kosher animal can never achieve kedushas haguf. So you can't say that's what the pasuk's talking about. The Gemara doesn't end off explaining what the Gemara is talking about. We reject Reb Zeira. So we just say Reb Zeira doesn't work. We didn't have an earlier makar for... We rejected the earlier one as well. So the Gemara just ends off without answering the question.
That psul of
Nirva
is an outside factor.
Psul of Roveya Nirva is an outside factor, but the Gemara is...
It's
like a nevad, it's like an outside factor, but the Gemara, the answer, the Gemara doesn't say that it makes a difference. Whereas the answer is because Reb Zeira's klal seems to be any carbon that cannot be brought, period, is not osa tzimur, does not achieve kedusha status. So you're right, there's a difference in the type of psul. Is it an inherent psul of the carbon, or is it something that happened to the animal? But in Achinami, I mean, you might say a balmum, something happened to the animal.
No, that's what he's...
But in Achina, it might have happened later. It might have gotten a mum kavua. But you're right. The Gemara could have given that answer, maybe, to be mechalik between the psulim, but the Gemara does not give that answer. Okay, so now we get on, that we finished that sugya. Now we get on to other inyan. Okay, last mission in the pair. Achad alamid yom mishawin es alishka. Once every 30 days, you figure out the price for the items that the Beis HaMikdash has ordered. Right? As we said yesterday, you figure out the price at the beginning of the month, and for the rest of the month, you know, that price holds. So, and this is, we had referred to this earlier, a few days ago, when we had the concept of the fourth sa'ah. So we're going to have the, I said later on, the mission is going to come up. Here it is. If I am a flower salesman, F-L-O-U-R, I am a flower salesman, and I take upon myself to supply the Beis HaMikdash with flour, and they paid me on the first of the month, on Aleph Sivan, and I am ready to supply 4 pounds of flour for a sa'ah, 4 pounds, v'yamdu bishalosh, price goes up, now only 3 pounds are worth a dollar, the same price, you're selling me dollars, tough luck on me. I have to give 4 the old price because Hekdesh always wins. Or the opposite. Mishalosh v'amdu midalad. We work at a price at the beginning of the month and it's $1 for 3 barrels and v'amdu midalad. And now the price goes down and now it's 4 barrels. But we agreed to 3. Tough luck. Yisabing midalad. You have to give the extra 4th sa'ah. Sheyad Hekdesh al ha'alyona. Hekdesh always wins. Hekdesh is always on top. Im hislia solas hislia lo. Not only a price change, price fluctuation, but even if something happens to the material, we say that the deal wasn't really completed and the items still belong to the supplier. If the flour became wormy, his slialo, it became wormy for him, meaning he has to give extra more flour. If hechmetz yayin, if the wine became vinegar, hechmetz lo, he has to give new wine. And it doesn't matter if the money was given over yet. The effects, he might have gotten paid, but the actual kinyan and the effect of his getting the money is only achiham mizbeach maratza. Until the mizbeach is maratza, until the mizbeach gets kapara, we still say the hekdesh always wins. Hekdesh always is on the winning end of the business deal. There's a question that some Rishonim asked, and that is, think about what happens here. The gizbar, the gabbai of the Beis HaMikdash, on the first of the month, he pays the supplier. Right, the line in the Mishnah doesn't mean literally. It means the effect of the money. The transaction isn't completed, but he got the money on the first of the month. But he doesn't get full ownership of the item until later on. So asks the Rosh in Baba Kama on Daf Nun Zayin in the Shizim Kuvat says Vakasha Imkain Moel HaGizbar. Why doesn't the Gizbar violate Meila? He was motzi money from the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't get anything in return yet. When does he get everything in return? Only later on in the month when it's actually used. That's considered the effect of getting it. But why isn't the Gizbar Moel? Kivan Shemotzi Moshel Hektish Lechulin Kodem Sheyachnes Tachtayim Klum. There's nothing he gets in, as a substitute. So the Rush answers, even though he's Miskaven Lutovaso Shel Hektish. But halachically, how does it work? He's Motzi Moshel Hektish. He doesn't get anything in return yet. So answers the Rush, V'yesh Lomar, Dehaka Lev Bezdin Masne Al Moos Halishka. Shele Yikachu Mashinu Bislasos Kedesh Yuchlu Litros Beham Slasos Kenyin Zeh. There's a concept that comes up in the Gemara called Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem. This is an internal condition that Bezdin makes with the sale. That is, Bezdin says there's no Mila here. Bezdin says it's not a complete Totsah Mehekdish. The money doesn't belong to the supplier until the deal takes place. That's why there's no Mila. Because nothing took place yet. And that's the concept of Lev Bezdin Masna. Bezdin has the right on communal matters to take care of this, even though it has to do with the Surim. It's not just a hefker bezin, hefker alacha having to do with mamonis. It has to do with the surim. But bezin is allowed to do this. Lev bezin, masna aleihem. There is a commitment on the seller,
and
but is a commitment enough to not violate me'ila? Right. Okay, so something bad that they win. Right. There is another question asked in the Gemara there. Why isn't this ribbis? So we say, ain't ribbis lahekdish. Right, if it's always somebody always wins. But you're right, the Gemara, I get the assumption of the Rush is that a commitment isn't enough to balance out and counteract Me'ila. Tani, last line, B'shem Reb Shimon, we have this line already. Miyara Yimakabanus Mohosein, and I caught him as reason 8. Reb Shimon argues, he says, no, the items belong to the Beis HaMikdash right away. Because the Kohanim are very careful, and they make sure nothing spoils, they make sure nothing gets wormy. Therefore, Reb Shimon says, the deal is done right away. Okay, next Mishnah. Interesting items today. It's always interesting items. We had the Gemara earlier, and I think Masech HaShabbos. You're not supposed to say one thing is good, and one thing is interesting, one thing, mashma, something else is not interesting. Everything is great, Baruch Hashem, but today we have some uniquely interesting items. Eluhein, Hamamunin Shai B'Mikdash. The following people We'll talk about this more in a minute. The following people were appointed to 15 different tasks in the Beis HaMikdash. Yochanan shel Pinchas alachosamos. Yochanan ben Pinchas was in charge of the stamps. We'll get to that, what that is, tomorrow. Achia was in charge of the Nesachim. That meant people came to the Beis HaMikdash to buy wine and buy wine and flour and oil. He was in charge of selling them to the people. Why were only these sold in the Beis HaMikdash? Why weren't animals sold in the Beis HaMikdash? Why weren't other items sold in the Beis HaMikdash? So some explain that it's just these could become tummy along the way. An animal can't become tummy. An animal is abakabal tumma while it's alive. A person is abakabal tumma. But an animal's not bekabel tumma, so you don't have to worry that people are going to bring the animals until shechita. There's no tumma. Wine, oil, flour, these are all ochlin. They can become tummy along the way. So that's why the Beis HaMikdash made it easier for you. You know what? Just bring your money. You'll buy it when you get here. So you don't have to worry about tumma along the way. Matthew ben Shmuel ala paisos. This person was in charge of the paisos, the lotteries that took place. That Beis HaMikdash we're going to learn about in Maseches Yuma. Next Masechta. Psachya al hakinin. Psachya was in charge of the kinim. Kan, Homoseches Kedim, the end of Seder Kadshim. Kedim means the groups of birds, the pairs of birds that had to be offered in certain situations. A Yoledes, other times that Kedim have to be burned. Psachi is a Mordechai. Psachi is really Mordechai. Why was he called Psachia? So you have Poseach Dvarim V'Darshan. He used to open up things and darshan them. V'Yodea B'Shivim Lashon. And he used to know 70 languages. Why did Psachi have to be such a to know Kinim, you have to be such a smart person? So if you know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, it says Pischei Nida, Kinim v'Pischei Nida, Gufei Halakasein. Very complicated. You learn Maseches Kinim, you have to be a math genius. Right? You go through at least one of the Prakim. The second Prakim and one of the Prakim, you have to be very challenging to be able to learn all the halakas of Kinim. To be able to paskin in Kinim is an even higher level. To learn a Masechta is one thing, but to be able to paskin based on the Masechta is another thing. So that's what the Tiklun Chatan here says. You have to be a Chacham Gadol Ubaki. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that it's very complicated. And he has to know all 70 languages. Because as I mentioned, many of times the Kinim that were Mechuyavos, women were coming from other countries and other lands, and they would start to tell Psachia about this is what happened, that's what happened. And he has to decide what type of Khan is needed, how old, what type of birds. So he has to be fluent in all the languages in order to be able to speak to them in their vernacular. So that's why it says here, B'yodeyem Shivim Lashon. There is a discussion at the end of the first paragraph of Sanhedrin about this, where the Gemara there says on Daf Yud Zayin, Kol ir she'ein ba shnayim ledaber ve'echad lishmoa ein moshivin ba Sanhedrin. Any city that doesn't have two to speak and one to listen, we don't put a Sanhedrin in that city. What's two to speak, one to listen? So Rashi there explains, two that know how to speak 70 languages and one that knows how to understand 70 languages. Sometimes you can understand the language and not be able to speak it. Right, sometimes a lot of us, understand Yiddish, but it's when we start to speak Yiddish, it's a different story. So that's what the Gemara says. If you know how to, you need every Sanhedrin has to have at least two people that know how to speak the 70 languages and one that knows how to understand. Why? Because Rashi explains. Because you have to be Dorish Choker, the aide. The aide has to understand everything you're saying. So he has two people to be do Drish of Chakira. And yet, though, the Kabbalah say this needs three people. Kabbalah say this, I need at least three. So if you're going to be Makabal the Eidus, so that's why you need at least three. Maven Mashein Omrim Kadei She'ilo Gimel Yuchal Lekabel Ha'Eidus Ha'Eidim She'idu Be'ezel Lashem and Elashonos. Says the Chedushi Aran and that Rashi. It sounds like from the Rashi that Kabbalah's Eidus can be with three people. Is that true? Says the Ran, by Dina Nefashis, Kabbalah's Eidus needs to be 23, not three. That's what Rashi talking about. And he argues. He does not know this, but this is known as the Machlokas, the Ramban and Rav Satigon. Well, where do you look in Rav Satigon? Look at the Ramban al Torah. Ramban al Torah in Pasha Shoftim. The Ramban on the Psukim al Pi in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Vav. The Ramban quotes Rav Satigon and then argues on him. Rav Satigon holds like this Rashi, and that is if you have a criminal case where somebody's on trial, life and death. So we know that that's a bezin of Chav Gimel. You need a bezin of 23. But how many edim do you have to be makabel? The beginning part, the acceptance of witnesses, how many edim do you need? So Rav Sadigon holds, Rashi there holds three. All you need is three. The Ramban here says, no way. Ukimidum elisha ta'a ha'go'on bedino. Ki edis dine nefashis lo tekubal rak b'fnei Sanhedrin shalasu v'shlosha. No, I argue. Like the Chedushi Aran there, like his great-great-great-great-grand Talmud. Of the Ramban. The Ran says that it's not true. You need 23. That's the machlokas. There's a lot of, we had a Tuesday night shiur on Baptist a couple years ago in Masechta Sanhedrin. But this is the machlokas 3, verses 23, the Kabbalah's Edus of Dina Nefashis. Does that even require 23 or 3 is enough? There's a bit of Menachas Chinuch about it. Menachas Chinuch asks, according to the Ramban, what? You always have to have, whatever you're going to need at the end, you need at the beginning. So what about Ir Nidachas? That's 71. You need 71 for the Kabbalah's Edus? Nobody says that. Egla Rufa needs 71. So, okay, so nobody ever says you need 71 for the Kabbalah's Edus. So the Sar of the Ramban can't be whatever you end up with, you have to start off with. So there's got to be more elaboration on the Ramban. I'll leave it at that. Machlokas Rashi Ramban al Torah, Machlokas Rashi Ran at the end of the first parak of Sanhedrin. But it has to do with how to understand that Gemara related to how many languages, how many people have to know the 70 languages. There is a Rambam also, which is discussed. The Rambam in Sanhedrin, when he quotes this halacha, he writes, "V'shiyu yodin berov halashonos." The Mefarshim are bothered why the Rambam write Rove. The Mishnah says here, Shivim Lashon. Right, has to know Shivim Lashon. So why is it, you know, why does the Rambam say Rove? So the Lecha Mishnah says, it says, Bish Shivim Lashon. Biz, like kid. It's like about, you know, most of the 70 languages. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says, Mishum the Dover Zarhu Lihi Matsi Mishiyata, but call Shivim Lashon, Rov Shivim is okay, should be enough, you don't have to know every different dialect of Swahili, you know, Rov 70 is okay. Again, that's how, where does the Rambam get Rov from? That is a question. Okay, but that is, and again, we know that, if we look around the world today, Chazal already knew that there are more than 70 languages around the world. But there are 70 Iker languages. Chazal knew that all the language of the world might be breakoffs from the original 70 languages. But really, ultimately, there are 70, maybe 71. There's a question of Lashon HaKodesh is included. That's a story in the Gemara with Yosef and Paro, where Paro knew the 70 languages. Yosef knew Hebrew, one more. Yosef had to swear. Rashi quotes this in Parashas Vayechi. When Paro says, don't bring your father up, Yosef says, I'm going to, Yosef, I swore to my father, I have to bring him up to Canaan. So Paro says, violate your shvuah. So Yosef says, okay, I'll violate that shvuah, I'll violate the other shvuah that I swear I wouldn't tell anybody that I knew an extra language more than you. Paro says, okay, take your father up. That's why the pasuk says, Paro let Yosef take his father up like he swore to him. So Dafka, that's the illusion, the Gemara says. But so there's a question whether it's 71 or 70. Either way, that's the issue. Yeah. Oh, does it mean rove of the languages or most of each language? It sounds like from how the Mefarshim understand it, most languages. Okay, we continue with the people in charge. Were they Kohanim? Mordechai. Was Mordechai a Kohen? Ish Yemini. Right? Mordechai was not a Kohen. Mordechai was not a Kohen. These people were not Kohanim, all of them. Some of them might have been, but they obviously all were not. Mordechai was not a Kohen. Ben Achia Achole Me'ayim. Ben Achia was in charge of the stomach ache problem that the Kohanim had. We'll see about Hashem, if we get to it today, it might be tomorrow, that the Kohanim running around all day, eating meat, running around barefoot, you know, might cause them to have some stomach aches. So that's for, he was in charge of making sure the Kohanim stayed healthy. Nechun Yechofer Shiach, Nechun, he was in charge of digging the holes, digging the pits to get water for the people who came to be Ola to the Beis HaMikdash. Gavini Cruz, Gavini was in charge of making announcements and waking up the Kohanim in the morning. He was the clapper. Ben Gever al Ne'ilas Sha'arim. Ben Gever was in charge of locking the gates. Ben Babi Mamuna al Pakia, he was in charge of the wicks. Ben Arza al Atzilsel, he was in charge of the, look at the Tiklin Chadatin, cymbals, Balaz. He was in charge of the cymbals, the musical instruments. Hogath Ben Levi al Ashir, he was the instructor. He was the musical instructor of the Leviim. Beis Garbo al Maisa Lechem Apanim, he was in charge of making the special breads. Beis Aptinus al Maisa Ketores, he was in charge of making the Ketores. Ve'elazar al Aparoches, on the curtains. Upinchas Hamalbish, Pinchas was in charge of clothing the Kohanim in their Beit Kahuna. So 2 days in the Gemara. Reb Chizki, Amar of Simon, V'Rabbanan, 2 days, what exactly these people were. Chad Amar Kesheri Darva Darba Libnos Alehen. First opinion says, these people all did not live at the same time. These were the people that through all the years of the Beis HaMikdash, these were the best people at each position. These were like the Hall of Fame Beis HaMikdash. Right, these were the Masi ben Shmuel was the best one on the Paisos. He was the most righteous, and Psachi was the best to everyone. It wasn't, these people did not overlap in time. They were all different, but the Mishnah picked the best one to write. The Charona Amar no, another Pshat. The other one says no. Mishaya Boso Adar Mana Masha Bedoro. The Tana, the author of our Mishnah, wrote the one who was alive at his time. So really, some of them might not have been so righteous. That's the second Pshat. If you look at the Tiklin, what? The time that Mordechai was the Asher Kadesh Gadol. So he, l'chore, he might not have lived, so you have to work out. You have to work out who these people were. But that's the second shot. You have to work out according in Achinami. But there's a third shot, quoted by the Gra. The Tikkun Chatin quotes Rabbeinu HaGaon on the second line of the Tikkun Chatin, second column. It's also quoted by the early Mefarshim on the Mishnah, and that is maybe these names of these people, they were really the first person to hold the position. But these were the names that was passed down to the position. Like we have Paro. All the kings of Egypt were called Paro. All the kings of other countries were called Avimelech. Well, there's Avimelech in the time of Abraham and in the time of later on. So maybe that's what, you know, Mordechai was the name of the position. And he was the first person, but maybe he was after he had the position, that became the name of the position. That's a third shot of what these people mean. Okay. Says the Gemara, the next line, we're going to read these parentheses, but to know about, you know how to understand the rest of the Gemara, it's the Chazer, two Mishnayis and Yuma, at the end of the third parak. The Mishnayis and Yuma, parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud lists off a number of families, which the Mishnah says, these were wonderful people. Ben Katin made 12 extra faucets for the Kiyar. And Mudbaz made all the Kalim for Yom Kippur gold. Hilni made a beautiful candelabra. And Nicanor made the great doors, right, the famous story about the doors in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hayu maskirin osan l'shvach. Chazal were very happy about these people. Next Mishnah. Ve'elu lignai. The following people Chazal were upset about. Shel Beis Garmu. They were upset because they don't want to teach anybody else how to make the lechem upon it. Beis Avtinis. They don't want to teach anybody else how to make the ktoris. Hubris ben Levi. He don't want to teach anybody else how to sing. Ben Kamsar. He don't want to teach anybody about Maisaksav. Right, special way that he could put four pencils in his hand at once, and he could write four different things with four pencils in one hand at one time. What? Shem's name, maybe. So that's why. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Elul Gnai. That second Mishnah ends off with the following line: Al Harishonim Namar Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Al Ha Elu Namar Shem Rishaim Yirkav. Right, the name of the wicked should rot. What that last line of the Mishnah? Who is it referring to? That's the question our Gemara comes up. Because you remember, some people in that second Mishnah that we just darshan lagnai are listed in our Mishnah. Right? Beis Avtinis and Beis Garmo are listed in our Mishnah. One second, our Mishnah, according to one part of the Gemara, says that they were great. They were the most righteous. So how do you fit the Mishnah in Yuma with this Mishnah? That's what the Gemara is about to do. So says the Gemara, Manda Amar Kishiri Kol Chod Tarvador, Balim knows, according to the opinion that says that our Mishnah picks the greatest ones from each generation, so Al Kulanu Omer Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So you have to say that when the Mishnah at the end of that other Mishnah says Zecher Tzadik Levracha, it's referring to even people in the second Mishnah over there. Even though we darshan them Lignai, we still say Zecher Tzadik Levracha. What about the Shem Rishayim Yirkav line? That's only referring to the last person. The last person who is not in our Mishnah, Ben Kamsar. That's what Mishnah referred to. But Manta Amar Mishai Boso Adar Mana Masha Bedoro. But if you hold like the opinion that says he's just listing the people in his generation, so it could be they're not so righteous. So then you could say Al Kulanu Omer Shem Rishayim Yirkav. So it could be everybody in that second Mishnah is being referred to as Shem Rishayim Yirkav. The Al Min Emer Yidech Asadik Levracha Al Ben Katan V'Chaveiro. Everybody in the first Mishnah. So again, depending on the pshat in this Mishnah, that will impact how you interpret the second Mishnah. Elu, so it means the family, because each of those are families. There's no one person there. Al Elu Ne'emar. Could be a whole family. Says the Gemara. Amar of Yonah, the Tiklan Chatan says, once we were talking about praising certain people, so we praised some other great rabbis. Amar of Yonah, Ksid, the Pasuk says, L'cheina chalek lo barabim, ves atzumim yichalek shalol. I will split them up in public, and es atzumim, with the strong ones, yichalek shalal, will split up the spoils. What was that referring to? Zeh Rabbi Akiva. And the if you look in the Nuschas HaBavli, we have one word. Zeh Rabbi Akiva, Shehiskin Mishnah Umedrish Vahawachos Vahagados. This is referring to Rabbi Akiva, who was Mesakein Mishnah Medrish Halachos Vahagados. One second. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi write the Mishnah? So there's a lot here, not for us now, whether there were, before Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, before Rebbe put together all the Mishnah, was there anything in writing beforehand? It's a major discussion, historical question, in the sources. I saw I looked in the article, there's a huge footnote about the letter of Rav Shri Ragon, about this. Again, it's a huge sugya. There's Pirkei de Rabbi Lazar, we assume was for sure there before the Mishnayos. That was a very, very early source. Megillas Tainis is referred to in Maseches Tainis. That also is something that was recorded certain days, that fasting and not fasting. There was some Torah Shabbat Peh written down, but it wasn't on a major scale. So according to this, Rabbi Akiva was the one, at some point, who was masaking certain Mishnayos, and that's why the Mishnah praises him about it. V'yesh Omrim, Elu Ashkenazes Agadola Tiknu Elamatikin Zechos of Brothers. Some say no, really, Rabbi Akiva didn't do it. The Ashkenazes Agadola did it. What did Rabbi Akiva do? Klolos of Pratos. He did a lot regarding Klalim and Pratim. But if you look in what's the Galus of Rabbi Akiva, so the Tiklin Chatan here explains that all of Torah Shebal Peh really comes from Rabbi Akiva. If you remember, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. Where is the Gemara? Stam Sifra this, Stam Sifra that. This opinion, when you have anonymous Sifra, it's this person, or Meir, Stam Sifri, Stam this, Stam that, Stam Gemara, Stam Mishnah. The last one of the Mishnah is the Kulhu Alibid Rabbi Akiva. All of the anonymous sources in the Mishnah, and the Brisa, and the Tosefta are all Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, etc., and all of them are talking about Rabbi Akiva. In other words, Rabbi Akiva was the source of all Torah Shebal Peh. We mentioned a couple of years ago, the Rav Asher Weiss has a beautiful piece in Parshas Kedoshim, where he writes, he talks about all the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that were killed, speaks about why they had to be killed, but he notes amazingly that in the five new Talmidim, which are the source of Torah Shebal Peh, you find throughout Medrash that these five Talmidim emphasized Ben Adam Machavero, emphasized it. He's fine. He says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Mavarech Az Yisrael Ki Lu Mavarech Az Hashchina, Habi Shval Ruach Lepnei Kol Adam. Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Makav Lepnei Chaverim Ki Lu Makav Lepnei Hashchida. Rabbi Yosi Ben Chalafta, Miyam Ay Lo Avarti Al Dever Chaverai. I never violated my friend's words. Whenever my friend asked me to go up to Duchin, I used to go up. But Metzia, Dafilo Heir Chavero, Eino Avel B'Mishnah Achas Hu Rabo. It's amazing. He compiles all memories, all statements of these five Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva started again with, and they all emphasize Torah Shebal Peh. And they all emphasize Ben Adam HaChavero. And again, to be make up for the Talmidim that were Lo Nagu Kavos Evazeh. But Rabbi Akiva was the source. These five Talmidim, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, were the source of all Torah Shebal Peh, and that is what's being alluded to here in this Tiklin Chadetin. I'm Rabbi Yavo, fifth line. Ksiv Mishpecho Sofrim Yosh VeYavetz. The families of Sofrim, those who sat in Yavetz. Matam Lomar Sofrim. What does the word mean, Sofrim? Calling Rabbi Sofrim. Elisha Asu Es HaTorah Sefuros Sefuros. Sofrim is from counting and listing. They made the Torah into lists in order for us to have an easier time to remember. For example, what are some lists? Chamisha Lo Yitromu Truma. Five people, first mission in Trumas. Five people aren't supposed to take off Truma because they can't make the bracha for various reasons. Hey, the Rechayim and Bechala. The first mission in Chala. There are five types of grain, the Rechayim and Chala. The five types of grain. Chamisha, Esri, Nashim, Potzer, Sarasayim. 15, first mission in Yavamis. 15 women that if they are a co-wife to somebody and the other wife dies, then the husband does not have to do Yibam. Because if there's one woman that he has a certain relationship with, and he's parted from Yibam from one wife, he's parted from Yibam and Chalisa from the other wives as well. First Mishnah in Yavamis. Shloshim v'sheish krisas v'torah. 36 Averas in the Torah, that if you do them, if you do the Avera b'shoge yurchayev achatas, if you do it b'mezir yurchayev kares. Shloshim shlosh esrei davar namru b'devil asof atar. First Mishnah in Maseches Taros. Taras, 12 things, 13 things said about an avela of an ofa tahar. Taras is a seder and a masechta. Dalet avos nezikin, first mishnah baba kama. Avos malachas aram chaser achas. A mishnah, not the first mishnah. We discussed that. Why isn't it a mishnah in Maseches Shabbos in Klal Gadol? So that's why you see the greatness of the gavos of Chazal. They made all these lists to help us remember. Why pick all these? The Tiklin Chatan explains it's one per seder. He explains why the order is, but it basically works out. There's really two for Zroim. But you have Trumas and Chala for Zroim, you have Yavamis for Nashim, you have Krisis for Kadshim, you have Nevelos of Tar for Taris, you have Dalav with Ezekin for Nezekin, you have Shabbos for Moed. So that's one per Seder. Amr Rabbi Eliezer, Ksiv La Ezra HaKohen HaSofer, Matam Lomar HaSofer. Why is Ezra called Sofer? El Kashem HaYisofer B'Divrei Torah, Kacha HaYisofer B'Divrei Chachamim. Just like he listed the Torah and he counted the Torah, so too he also made lists in the Divrei Chachamim. Here's a I saw an interesting point made by one of the Achronim, and that is, why didn't the Torah say that they listed off the mitzvahs? You could list off the Torah, you could... Why wasn't there godless that they listed all 613... They said there, they counted out the mitzvahs, they saw there were 613 mitzvahs. They made all these other lists. So, there must be that there was a Mesorah, the Ramban writes this in the Shrashim. No, there was a Mesorah, everybody agreed to that. You didn't have to figure that out. They didn't have to come up with that. There was a Mesorah going way back that there were 613 mitzvahs. Everybody argues what those mitzvahs are. But there was a Mesorah going way back based on the Gemara at the end of Makkos has the Drasha, Torah Tzivalonu Moshe, Torah's Gematria 611. So Moshe gave us 611 plus the two we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Makkor to 613 mitzvahs. The Arach Ronav Yerucham Fischel Perlau notes, he wonders, why is it that this Chazal had Mazel? Every other Agadata in Shas is a Machlokas about. And you don't have to take it literally. This one Agadata at the end of Zechus Makkos, everybody agrees to. You know, why isn't there a machlokas how many mitzvahs there are? Why isn't there a sheet out there that says there are 611, 614, 618? No, everybody agrees there are 613. Machlokas is what they are. For some reason, this Agadatha has Siyata Deshmaya. Again, maybe it's related to this Gemara. That's why there wasn't a Sfira about the Torah, because everybody agreed to it. Reb Chagai b'shem Reb Shmuel bar Nachman, harishonim harshu v'zaru nichshu v'chizchu edru katsru amru v'dashu zaru baru tachnu herkidu lashu kitu v'yafu. The earlier generations did all of the malachas for us. This is all the Sidur d'Pas. They plowed and planted and weeded and hoed and threshed and winnowed and separated and ground. They did all these malachas. And finally they shaped and they kneaded and they baked. Meaning they did everything for us. V'yanu ein lanu ma'alechal. And we still don't have anything to eat. Meaning we're so beyond them that we can't do it. Right, this belongs on the Agan, another shear that's required. Niskatnu hadoros. Right, niskatnu hadoros. The doros have gotten smaller. What? It switches Aran Chorish, interestingly, correct. The proper order, right? Because we're not talking about Eretz Yisrael where the ground is hard. Right? So that's why it says Charisha and Zrio, which is how it's supposed to be. Rabbi Abba Bar Yona, Zemina B'Shem Reb Zeira, in Havin Kadmon Malachin, if the earlier generations were like angels, Anan B'nei Anash, then we're like people. If Havon B'nei Anash, if they were like people, Anan Chamarim, we are like donkeys. We are like donkeys, and we are a lower level than the earlier generations. I saw two beautiful varts on this Gemara. One more pshat, one more very... They're both drash, but one is more closer fitting into the words. So at the... quoted by name. Right? This is the Gemara we had a few days ago. The Rav Pa'olim, the Chuvah's Rav Pa'olim, says, what does this mean? If the earlier generations were angels, if we think and we have the proper perspective and we assume that they were like angels, then we're B'nai Adam. But if we think the earlier generations were only like people, then we're like Bahamas. They were like Hamorim. We got to make sure that we have the proper attitude to the earlier generations. A. B. The Chassam Sofer says a little different shot. You have to work this into the words, though. So Sofer says, if we behave like Menshin, if we behave like Bnei Adam, so then it's a schus for the earlier generations, and they're elevated to the Bechina of Malachim, because they get our schus. But if we act like Chamorim, says then they stay like people. Then they don't get any schus. You have to switch around the words a little bit, but it's a second shot to what this line means. Why dafka Chamorim? That's the tame animal. Besides, you might say Chazir, but that's what the Gemara compares it to. Amar Rabbi Mana behi shaita. Rabbi Mana said at a certain time, Amrin afilu ka chamarti der Pinchas ben Yair lo itzminun. We're not even like the chamor of Pinchas ben Yair. There's a lot in Shas said about the chamor of Pinchas ben Yair. Right here's one of the stories. Chamarti der Pinchas ben Yair ganav sal stoy belelia. One time the chamor of Pinchas ben Yair was stolen at night. Robbers stole him. Avdis tamira gabon tlasa yomin. They hid him for 3 days. V'lo tamaklum. He wouldn't eat a thing. They said, they changed their minds. We have to return him. Amri, afkidim in hachach. We have to get him out of here. He's going to die. And therefore what? The carbonate says he's going to start to smell. And then our hideout's going to be out. Everybody's going to know where we are. So they got to get rid of this animal. This crazy animal doesn't eat anything. Afkinos, they let him free. Azos of Kamalal Taradamara. So he went and he stood at the gate of his master, Sharyas Manhekas. He starts screaming. He starts making noise. Omer Lon, Paskin Lahada Lufta. So Pinchas Ben Yair says, hey, open up for my Chamor. De Isla Tlas Yom Del Toma Klum. I bet he didn't eat for 3 days. Right? It must be. Let him in. Paskin Lava Eidlis Lost. They let him in. And they put Omer Lon, Yabalah, Klum Techal. Give him food to eat. Yabon Koma Sa'orin. They gave him a whole big thing of barley. Blobus. Barley is animal food. Remember, we spoke about the Bali Musar. That the Svira goes from the Sa'orim to Chitim. The carbon Omer is from Sa'orim. The lechem apani, the shtei lechem and shvuos is from chitim. The Aruch HaShulchan says that all svir is going from the level of animal food to people food. Sor mizlachal behema, right here. Lo bas lamechal, you didn't want to eat it. Amalei Rebbe, lo bas lamechal, your animal's not eating. Amalehon misakne inun, did you sift out the rocks? Amalei inch, yes. Amalehon varim to demai, it was demai. Did you take out the mice, trumas and maestras from the demai? Amalein lokein alf and Rebbe, didn't you teach us you don't have to when you give it to an animal? Halokeach zera lo behema. If you buy food for an animal, kemach la'oros, flour for just to soak skins in, shemen la'ar, oil to use for light, patum and adamai. So we don't. It's for an animal. We don't have to take it off. Armeloni says, "Manevid lo lahada alufta. What could I do for this animal? Dimachmara garmasagin. He's such a machmir. This animal. He doesn't even eat tamai, even though he's allowed to eat tamai. Vareim tamayin. They took off tamai. Va'achlus, and he ate. Okay. So we're not even on the level of the chamar of Rav Pinchas ben Yair. Period. Psachya la kinim. Psachya was in charge of the kinim. Bo reka magadol kofesh also ish. Look how great is the power of that man. Poseach dvarim v'darshan. He explained things that nobody else knew. Yodei in lashon tani. He knew 70 languages. We're going to have examples of his chacham in a minute. Tani Sanhedrin sheish b'shtaim shi'chon l'dabar b'chulam ruim l'shmoa harizuruy l'Sanhedrin. If the Sanhedrin has two people that can talk the 70 language and everybody that can understand it, so minimum, that's the minimum requirement for a Sanhedrin. At least two people who can speak it. Gimel, if you have three people who know how to speak it, harizubeninis, that's a medium Sanhedrin. Dalet, if you have four people who know how to speak it, harizu chachma, that is a very wise Sanhedrin. Ubi Yavne, hayuba dalet, Yavne had four, ben Azai, ben Zoma, ben Chachinoi, ben Blazer, ben Masya. Period. Amr of Chizda Pamachas Yav Sheretz Yisrael, lo yadu meheichon lo havi omer. One time there was a big drought, and they didn't know where to bring the carbon omer from. And you can't eat anything else before you bring the carbon to Omer. So this is serious business. There was a deaf mute there. He put one hand on a house and one hand on a bunch of teepees. On Srifim. They went in front of Psachya. Amalahu is Asar, and they said, "What's going on here? What's he trying to tell us?" Amalahu, Psachya says, "Is Asar demiskarya Gagos Srifin? Or Srifin Gagos? Is there a place named Gagos Srifin?" Meaning roofs, teepees, or gagas, sleeping gagos, asmal samad v'ashkhan. So they said, yeah, they went there, and they found items to bring the carbon to Omer from, and he saved the day. Omer of Yosef, Be'er another example, famachas, nishtaf kolam kula, one time, the whole world was windstruck. V'halo hayu, like shidafon, v'halo hayu yodameich lavi Omer, again, they didn't know where to bring the carbon to Omer from. V'haytaman chadila davas yoev yodei aleinei, v'yodei asichra. Another deaf mute that put one hand on his eyes and one hand on the hole in the door where the lock goes into. Which was called a sichra. They brought him in front of Psachya. Again, Amar Lo, he says to them, "Is Asad Miskarya Ain Socher? Oh, Socher Ayin? Is there a place that's called this?" And that's what he's assumed that this person is trying to tell you. Yes, they went and they found it. Period. One more 30 seconds. Gimel Nashem Eviyokineim, another story that shows his chachma. Three women brought their birds in front of him. Or they wanted to buy birds from him. And they wanted to know which ones to bring. Achas Omer Le'i Nasi, Va'achas Omer Le'yamasi, Va'achas Omer Le'zivasi. They all said these words. It's for my Eina, for my Yam, for my Ziva. Sovereign Me'imar Shofai is Kamayan. They thought the first woman, when she says, for my Ayin, that she was really saying, I'm Shofas, I had so much blood that I was being Shofas like a Mayan, like a fountain, and therefore I was a Zava. That's what she's really saying. Armalun Be'ena Sakhnas. No. Psachya says, no, it means that she had a danger in her eye and she was saved. And she wants to bring birds to thank Hashem. Zuomers liyamasi sabrin mimer shafas kayam. The one who says liyamasi, so they thought that she meant that she has as much blood as a yam. Armalon, no. Biyamasakan. That must mean she had got in danger in the sea. Biyamasaknis. Zushamers lizivasi. The one who says, for my ziva, sabrin mimer zava mamish. They thought that she meant zava. Armalon, ze'ev balitolos bina. No, it must be a fox. A ze'ev came to, or a wolf, balitolos bina, and she was saved. How did he know this? Either it was Yafet Shmaya, special Ruach HaKodesh, or other Mepharshim say, no, it would be very unusual for a woman to use such language in front of everybody. I have so much dom, Rabbi. Right, but in front of everybody? Okay, you ask a private Shiloh, okay. So that's why he knew they must mean something else. Okay, we'll stop here. And Teshir was Zecha Nishmas, Yisrael ben Yerachmiel, and David ben Yishai, and Yisrael ben Eliezer, the Baal Shem Tov.